This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time of year where firecrackers and mandarin oranges rule the day. And over hundreds of years, those who celebrate Chinese New Year have been holding on to their rituals, lest they risk having a bad year. So what kind of good fortune can Chinese New Year rituals bring if we perform them for our business? This is Five for Fortune, bringing you five do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Tasha Fasil. Today, we're going to live up to our program name by bringing you five Chinese New Year rituals that you can apply in your business for good fortune.
Number one,
the reunion dinner. On the eve of Chinese New Year, families unite from all over the world for a special reunion dinner. Oftentimes, you'll find up to three, even four generations sitting together for a good meal and a chance to bond with one another. Unlike modern times, many families used to insist on eating at home to further reinforce the importance of coming home and remembering one's heritage and family members. Now let's switch this to business mode. In any business, your people are your best assets, and that makes them family. If your business is large, then it's all the more important to make time to eat together. It really makes a difference, as the act of eating is sacred. Many businesses put this into practice, eating together, laughing, and having a good time. But what about other people surrounding your business? What about your communities? As a business, your communities would include your customers and advocates of your business or even your industry. If you're a startup, what about the startup communities that you meet with regularly to bounce your ideas? Or what about your third-party suppliers and partners? What about the media or blogger communities? Building and connecting with the communities that keep your business alive is essential. In uncertain economic times, critical business units are being set up to build and manage communities. So have a think about who your community is, which communities matter to you, and how you can develop and bond with them.
Number two,
spring cleaning. The days before Chinese New Year are usually spent cleaning and tidying the home. Clearing out the old makes way for the new to come in and also rids the home of negative energy that may have gathered throughout the year in the little nooks and crannies of your house. So looking at this in the perspective of your business, whether you have a physical retail space or office, or whether you work from a virtual storefront, you could definitely benefit from spring cleaning as well. This could mean decluttering your workspace for clearer thinking or cleaning up your customer database to ensure you're not sending redundant emails. If you use equipment or vehicles in your business, check to see if they're due for a service. And while you're spring cleaning, it's highly likely that you'll find things that you no longer need but are still good, so you can bundle them together and give them away to charity. Do whatever you can for your business to make sure it's as lean and efficient as possible. And after you've spring cleaned, it's time to...
Number three,
decorate. Chinese New Year is huge on decorations. From red satin lanterns to beautifully elaborate paper cutouts, flowers, oranges, and gold nuggets, which has been a welcome sight around us in the last couple of weeks. When it comes to your business, though, it's not so much about decorating your office or your website or your store as it is to, quote-unquote, decorate your brand. From your corporate identity, which could be your logo or your tagline, to your physical office or store, down to your products or services and how your employees behave, the messages you send out there are crucial. Some questions to ask yourself include, are you appealing to your target audience? And what about your promotional campaigns? If you're a cafe, for example, does your brand carry all the way through with your decor, your menu items, your pricing, and your customer service? These considerations are often paramount in making or breaking a business. So going back to the whole theme of the Chinese New Year, ensure that you're quote-unquote decorating your brand in a way that grows your business. Next up, the one thing all you single ladies and gents are all waiting for.
Number four.
Ang paos. Those delightful red paper packets full of crisp dollar bills. Married adults are obliged to give away these ang paos to younger relatives who aren't yet married and also to the elders to whom they're grateful for their upbringing. Heads of households have traditionally relished this act as it's a sign of prosperity, and the general belief is that it's only when you give that you receive. If that's you, then, of course, despite the festive spirit, giving away so much can significantly damage your pocket. As a business, you have to, of course, be shrewd about giving away things. You have to work within your profit margins. As a marketing exercise, pricing, promotions, and discounts have to be balanced with the perceived value of your products. You can't give too much away or it may make you seem desperate, which is the opposite of what you want to do. So, how do you work generosity into your business? If you're talking about promotions, keep it to a minimum. If you're going to have a sale, maybe have it once a year and make sure that you offer really amazing deals. Your customers will appreciate it way more than if you have five mediocre sales a year. Next, look at customer service. Someone might complain about a hair in their soup, which you can obviously tell is theirs, Or a takeaway customer might wave a receipt saying they've paid for two burgers but only received one. Even if there's no physical way of verifying that, give the customers the benefit of the doubt. Let them have that fresh bowl of soup or that second burger. The result is your customer walks away happy and is likely to come back and tell others about your great service as well. So if you find yourself in a situation where you can offer little gestures of kindness or generosity, go for it. Because what you're essentially doing is investing in goodwill. And that's priceless. To quote the Chinese uncles of old, give in order to receive.
Number 5.
Firecrackers, drums, fireworks, the lion dance, even the songs in the malls are super noisy. But there's a reason. Traditionally, Chinese families would stay awake on the eve to usher in the new year with fireworks, making as much noise as possible to ward off the evil spirits for a smooth and happy year. Now, to apply this to business, let's look at making noise as promoting your business. Are you making enough noise? Are people talking about you? A great local example to observe is the case of the SS2 Salted Egg Yolk Molten Croissant. Here's what happened. Librette Days in SS2 have been selling this wonderful salted egg yolk molten croissant for ages, but it took only one blog post by a famous foodie blogger for all chaos to break loose. All of a sudden, there were queues, and Librette Days probably weren't too sure about how to go about the demand for the volume, and the service staff, who weren't too accustomed to the expectations of new generation cafe hounds, were unable to deliver enough croissants to their customers. So what ensued were disgruntled customers and viral social network complaints. But what we want to focus on here is that a little bit of noise from that one little blog post was able to unleash a horde of new customers for Librette Days. So what kind of noise can you make for your business? Have you spoken to the media or worked within your community, which in their case would have been food bloggers? Of course, you also need to ask the question, are you making the right kind of noise? If you're, say, manufacturing a brand spanking new sports activity tracker, are you trying to make noise only in tech magazines, or are you taking it out to various sports communities and health bloggers? The bottom line is, just as we do in Chinese New Year, make noise, but make the right kind of noise. So there you have it, spring cleaning, decorating, reunion dinners, ang paos, and firecrackers. 5 lovely Chinese New Year rituals as applied to your business for great fortune. I'm Tasha Fusil. Here's wishing you a happy Chinese New Year. This has been 5 for Fortune on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.